Rebel Radio.
Welcome to Who Cares Wins on channelradio.co.uk. Well, I've got my breath back and I'm not in the studio, and what we've done is, with the recordings I managed to get yesterday with the Great North Run up here in Newcastle, I was able to record people as I ran, jogged, crawled around the route, and what I've done is pulled them together for you and share with you some of their stories, some of the reasons they're running. Some of them have given me their websites, so if you feel inspired to donate, then you can go and check out their websites, see their stories behind why they're running, the reasons they're running. And I've got some pictures which I'll post on our Facebook webpage for Who Cares Wins Radio Show if you want to have a look at the pictures of the people that I interviewed. Very inspiring people. It kept me going around those 13.1 miles, which is no run in the park, let's say. It's quite a challenge, and I made it. So I wasn't necessarily, I don't think I was the millionth finisher. I don't think the fireworks went off when I crossed the line. But I crossed the line and I got my medal and my drink and my t-shirt. And when I'm back in the studio next week, the 15th, remember the 15th of September, we are on a new showtime of 12 o'clock. And Jan and I will be back in the studio live to talk to you all and to let you know what we've been up to and catch up with all sorts of activities. Enjoy for now the interviews from some of the participants of the Great North Run. Brilliant people.
Great. So I'm here at Haymarket amongst the crowds, ready for my 8th Great North Run, and already, typical me, chatting to people. And I have a lovely lady who did a half marathon about 30 years ago and thought it was about time she did another one. And so I have here who?
Lindsay Napton.
Lindsay. And you're running for?
I'm running for the Breast Cancer Campaign.
Brilliant. And you've got a Just Giving page, haven't you? So if you could give us a shout out and we can get people to hopefully direct to your website.
It's Lindsay Napton. And on Just Giving, which is KNAPTON, and if you could give some breast cancer, which is a really good cause.
Brilliant. And is there an inspirational story for you here today?
No,
but just a great cause to run for. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
I found another lovely lady who is doing a run, and it's Naomi.
Yes, Naomi.
And you've got a great story for why you're here today, which is your first Great North Run.
I'm doing it for my partner. He lost both his legs in Afghanistan, and I'm raising money for Safa, who did a great lot of help. And you can sponsor me on my page.
Yes, please.
If everyone wish to. It's on Virgin Giving, and it's just Naomi Wise. That's N-A-I-O-M-I and then Wise.
Brilliant. As in the wise lady. Well, good luck.
Oh, thank you.
Take care. So I've arrived at Haymarket, and I'm upstairs now amongst the hordes of interestingly dressed people. I feel quite underdressed, actually, in my little space blanket. And I found Caroline Kay from Cedar Manor Hotel, who I've been Facebooking and tweeting about. Finally, I found you, because this is your first Great North Run, am I correct?
That's right, yes it is. Yeah.
And it's also, you're actually running for?
Lupus UK.
That's right, and it's also quite a dear story to your heart, isn't it? Because what is lupus? Can you explain to our listeners?
Lupus is a chronic and presently incurable illness of the immune system. It's a condition in which the body's defence mechanism begins to attack itself through an excess of antibodies in the bloodstream, which causes a lot of inflammation and damage to joints, muscles and other organs.
Oh, right. And it is something that's very dear to your heart, isn't it? That's why also you're running today.
Yes, my daughter Natalie has lupus. She's 21. She was diagnosed with it 6 years ago now, and it's very common in young ladies, but mainly women suffer from this illness. There's only 10% men that actually suffer from this lupus.
Oh, that's very interesting. And so you're up for a time, because I hear that you've already changed your zone because you were training on the fells. What are you looking for today?
Probably 2:20. I'd like to do it quicker, but 2:20 is what I'm going for.
Well, good luck, because I'll probably be lagging at the back, and it'll be about hopefully it won't be dark by the time I finish. They'll send a search party out. Good luck, Caroline. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And your Just Giving page?
Oh yes, it's www.justgiving.com/Caroline K.
And that's K-A-Y-E. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Channel Radio.
Oh!
Channel Radio.
Okay, I found a very interesting dressed young man, but for it's Macmillan. Now, is it a teacup? Is it a mug?
It's a mug. Yeah,
it is a mug.
It's the mascot for Macmillan.
Macmillan,
yeah,
brilliant.
Coffee morning on the 27th. On the 27th of September.
And where is that?
September. It's just anywhere nationwide.
Anywhere, so nationwide. Yeah. We need to remind people. So 27th of September.
Anyone who wants to make a coffee morning,
nice
they just yeah, they just
brilliant.
Get a few friends together, sell a few cakes, and that.
Excellent.
It's the biggest coffee morning in the world, apparently. So
Nathan, is this your first, your 100th Great North Run?
It's my first Great North Run there, so it's a bit of a challenge.
Yeah.
I had a few injuries along the way, so we'll just see what happens, really.
Take it easy.
Yeah, indeed.
Says me, the expert. I don't think so. And so, Nathan, have you got a charity website for people?
It's just justgiving.com / Nathan Southgate. Yeah, it's got all my story and everything on there. So I'm sort of running in memory of my dad, who passed away 10 years ago now. So
10 years ago today, or
no? It's just over 10 years ago. Yeah, 2003.
Well, he's definitely with us today because he sent the sunshine down.
Yeah, it's normally raining every year, isn't it?
Please don't make it any hotter.
Yeah, I know. No one's ever happy.
Well, good luck. Thank you so much. I've now found a very interesting man who is very appropriately dressed for today's Great North Run, with pink wings and a pink tutu, and it's John. John, what's your story for being here today?
I'm here. My father-in-law passed away sadly last year about this time, and Macmillan were brilliant towards the end.
Yeah.
So we've all come along, me, his widow, his daughter, running a dressed as fair, try and put a bit of money back and
excellent.
Raise some money.
The Just Giving website, have you got one?
I have, yes.
Yep.
It's just my name, John Thompson. That's
John Thompson, and is that with a P?
With a P, yeah.
Brilliant.
Raising for Macmillan, as I say, so yeah.
Excellent. Now, have you got a time for today, or...?
Well, my Achilles isn't too good, so I'm going to drop... Well, 1:45, but hopefully a bit better. I do quite a bit of running, you see, so...
Yeah. Fabulous.
The plan is not to go off too fast, but...
Well, if you see me collapse at the side of the road,
I'll
just carry on with the interview.
I am, yeah.
Good luck.
No problem, you too.
As we go. So I found a very another appropriately dressed man for today's run, Great North Run. Nathan, tell me, why the wonderful dress? I think I need to have that.
It's to try and get a bit more sponsorship for the MS Society. I'm running it for one of my friends from school who's actually got the condition, so just trying to raise a bit of funds for that, really.
Yeah. He's even got a red ribbon in his hair.
And the garter.
And the garter. I'm going to get a picture in a moment, listeners. Don't panic. I'll get the picture. Fantastic. Now, have you got a Just Giving page?
I have. It's Just Giving at Nathan Berry 2, and the number for the donation is...
So we've got Nate 51, N-A-T-E 51, and you text to 770. That's 70070. Well, good luck, Nathan.
Thank you very much.
Good
luck to you too.
And if I'm collapsed by the side of the road, just
I'll help you along.
Take a recorder and carry on. Good luck.
See you later. Thank
you. Channel Radio.
Someday they're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our show together, gonna polish up our act. Well, and if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Radio. So I have got Alan here, who's just making sure that I don't get on any bush cameras if I'm up to any interesting nature things. And Alan, you say you're wearing a Headway, which is the Brain Injury Association, but you're saying that's a 30-year-old
20 years old, don't exaggerate.
So you've been doing this for 20 years?
19.
Awesome. Are you raising money for charity today?
No, I'm not.
You?
It's for me.
It's for you. At a certain time, are you after a particular time?
2 hours, 8 minutes.
Oh, that is precise. Very precise. So you've been training for this, I take it?
Yeah, I've had 10 runs.
Yep. Excellent.
So I'm more than ready.
You look more than ready. I might be collapsed on the side, so I wish you good luck.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So, say that again.
Diolch yn fawr.
And that means?
Thank you very much. Oh. There's lovely now, isn't it?
There's lovely. Get that recorded.
All right,
so
yeah.
I've got Stephen and...
Gillian.
And Gillian. And you're running for...
The Children's Hall Unit Fund at the Freeman Hospital in Newcastle.
Fabulous. And have you got a website people can donate to?
I can't remember what it is.
Is it Just Giving?
It's Just Giving one.
JustGiving.com. And look for Stephen with a V. What's your surname?
Allardyce.
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 Brilliant. Well, hopefully our listeners can go and find you, and if they want to spur you on, are you looking for a time today?
I'm just looking to get around to my daughter's first time, so I'm going to run around.
Oh, Gillian
started training in January.
Awesome. So have you got a time in mind?
No,
or just to
get
that medal?
Just want to get round.
You could be the million.
That would just top it off.
That would fabulous. Be amazing. Well, seriously, good luck. Oh, have
thank
fun.
You. Thanks so much.
Channel Radio.
Channel Radio.
Well, that's a mile in. I'm still going, listeners. One foot in front of the other. It's a bit warm. But there are such inspiring images, words, sounds. It's just amazing. Hopefully, more interviews to follow. To Blade Races. You've been doing this how many times? To remind our
28. 28.
28?
Yeah.
Awesome. Jared Jim, I love the t-shirt.
93 years old.
93. Wicked.
And this is my dear friend.
And Tony, how you doing with your fridge?
Good. This is me. I've run 5 Great North Runs today. Since yesterday, I started yesterday morning at 6 a.m. and I've run the Great North Run over and over again. This is my fifth. I'll end on 5.5 Great North Runs in 24 hours.
Oh, magic!
With a fridge.
And remind our listeners of your Just Giving. You've got a Just Giving or a text, haven't you, to be able to donate?
Yeah, text FRID93 to 770, just whatever you can afford, it's all appreciated. God bless.
Thanks so much, all the best. Love you. Enjoy. Brilliant. So I have here a lovely lady, four lovely ladies. Who have I got here?
The boss, Zini.
The boss. Hello, boss.
Hiya. I'm Kelly. And this is Stella.
Stella, brilliant.
And Stella suffered a brain injury a year past May.
Yeah.
And was left really severely disabled. There was no hope for her. And she's been with us at Lenny Tresham for over a year.
Yeah.
And she's able to feed herself. She's able to speak now. And she's going to take her first few steps over the line.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, that is just... Oh, I've got goosebumps. You're just so inspiring, all of you.
Thank you.
Amazing. So how can people, if it's want to get on, it's Leonard Cheshire Disability.
That's right.
And how can they find your donation?
Go to Just Giving.
Just Giving. Oh, hang on. Let's get past the rock and rollers.
Just Giving / Stella Charlton. And that'll get you.
Brilliant. Or they can text. I'm just going to have a look. They can text LCK, B for Bravo, 54. And you just text to 70070. Awesome. Thank you very much. Good luck, ladies.
Channel Radio.
Tonight, I'm going to have myself a real good time. I feel alive, and the world turning inside out. Yeah. Floating around in ecstasy, so don't stop me now. Don't stop me, 'cause I'm having a good time, having a good time. I'm a shooting star leaping through the sky. Tiger, defying the laws of gravity. I'm a racing car, passing by like Lady Godiva. I'm gonna go, go, go. There's no stopping me. I'm burning through the sky. 200 degrees, that's why they call me Mr. Fahrenheit. I'm traveling at the speed of light. I wanna make a supersonic man out of you. On my way to Mars.
collision course. I am a satellite. I'm out of control. I'm a sex machine ready to reload. Like an atom bomb. The battle will watch. Oh, 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 explode. I'm burning through the sky. Yeah. 200 degrees. That's why they call me Mr. Fahrenheit. I'm traveling at the speed of light. I wanna make a supersonic woman of you.
Lady who's keeping me going by saying the wonderful words of
not gonna stop us.
Kat and
Heather.
And what are you running for today?
We're running for the
British Lung Foundation
today. I had lung surgery earlier this year and I just thought it would be a good opportunity to support them and the work that they do. So this is my 10th Great North Run and maybe shouldn't actually be here, but you know, the doctor said take it easy. She's happy enough. I cleared it with her.
So it's the Great North Run a bit, jog a bit, walk a bit, drink a bit.
But today's all about Great North fun.
I love it. Great North fun. And how can we, if anyone wants to go to your website, where are we going? We're going to text GNRH for Harry or Heart, 82, that's the number 82, and then text that to 70070. Remember, British Lung Foundation for this awesome lady, Heather, and Kat, who's keeping her going.
Yes.
And just making sure that she doesn't overdo it.
Yes.
Fantastic. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Good luck. That's 5 miles gone, so still going strong. That was just awesome, that lady having a lung operation, and now she's doing the Great North Run. That just means I need to keep running, really, because I've got no excuse, have I? It's just some awesome stories out here. Hopefully these will all come out and you can hear them and support these people and send their monies and sponsor them on their websites, because it's just an awesome cause. Everywhere I'm surrounded. Keep going. Okay, just coming up to 6 miles, and I've just hugged. Oh, his name's gone. Colin Jackson. My brain's gone, folks. 6 miles, blue sky, hot sun. But I'm still 1 foot in front of the other, and some awesome stories people are telling me. So, hopefully there's a few more yet before that 13-mile finish line.
Channel Radio.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn.
Radio.
I have found two lovely ladies in orange.
Hello.
Hello. So who have I got here?
Grace.
Well done, everyone.
And Emily.
Emily.
Well done.
And you're running for?
Victim Support.
So tell me, have you got a website or how people can donate if they want to find your site?
Just Given. We've got a Just Given site.
Yeah, yeah. Can you
Yeah. Just Given Emily.Phillips. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
And is it Phillips with a double L?
Phillips yeah. double L.
They're very important. And I notice you've got a sign on your back. It's a very support close to your heart.
Yes, yes, very close, yes.
Would you like to share it or not?
Well, 2 years ago, my brother was killed. It's different circumstances. We're not really sure how it happened, but he died anyway. It was awful, so... And the victim support helped me through. They helped my brother's Baines kids.
Brilliant.
You know, with just sort of support them for the long run, really. So
yeah.
We want to give something back.
Brilliant. You're awesome, ladies. Have you got a time in mind?
No. 2:30.
Hey.
1:44 now.
I think you're all right. Yes. Don't talk to me. I'm not an expert. But I know that we're over halfway.
Yes.
Good luck.
Thank you very much. Fiona, Colin and Grace.
Fiona, Colin and Grace, and you're running for?
Royal Hospital for Neurodisability.
Excellent. Is there a story behind today?
This is my dad and my sister were running for the charity where my dad's mum was looked after at. So dad knows a little bit more about the hospital. We've been supporting them for a long time.
So you've been supporting it for many years?
Yes, many yep. years, yeah.
Excellent.
Too many years.
Surely not.
And how many, this is your first, 10th, 100th?
Well, first Great North Run is quite incredible, really. I mean, you wouldn't believe it, really. I mean, she well looks after.
Yes.
I mean, it's really incredible how they have organised it, haven't they, really, if you think about it.
Yeah.
And it's not that long they've been doing it compared to the London.
Yeah, exactly.
So they've done very well. So, no, full marks to... Organisers. I'm trying to think of the runner.
Brendan Foster.
Yeah, that's it.
That
Brendan.
Dude.
Yes. Even though he ran in his horrible vest in the 1970s.
We'll let him off for that, will we?
Yeah, well, just a little bit. But, yeah, so, yeah.
So how can we, if our listeners want to find your, you've got a Just Giving page? Or?
Colin and the Caterpillars, Team Henderson, and we've raised nearly over £1,000, £1,300 now for the charity.
Wonderful.
So, yeah, so it's
so
been good fun.
That is really good. And how are you feeling?
Just having a breather, yeah, nearly there.
Yeah.
Feeling positive for the finish line.
9 miles, here we go.
The sun.
Excellent. Well, good luck, everyone.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
Just seen the notice on the boards. Woohoo!
Radio. I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath, scared to rock the boat and make a mess, so I said quietly,
madness in my head. I'm attacking the illusion that the stopping just demands.
From Palm Springs, reporting for Embassy Sports of America. 20 seconds to the start of the 31st Formula Race on
outside. Channel Radio.
Well, I've made it. I've got my medal. I'm still alive. I'm breathing. Bit sore, bit tender in the old back and the groin, but hey, what some amazing stories that I've been cherished to talk with around the way. Some interviews, some not. Just chat with people. And look who I found wandering back to my car, but wonderful Caroline Kay from Cedar Manor Hotel, who I interviewed in the Haymarket metro station before we started. And how did you do, Caroline? You think you've done it, don't you, in your Target?
Well, I think so. I'm not 100%, but I'll have a look when we get home, and it should be on the website. Yeah.
So you reckon you did it in
220, maybe a bit more, but I'm
close
to it.
Absolutely, yeah. Excellent. Yeah. And all that wonderful effort is going, again, just to remind our listeners, it's Lupus.
That's right.
Lupus UK.
Lupus UK, and hopefully we'll find a cure for this horrible disease. Yeah.
Yeah, let's hope so. And let's hope you raise oodles of dosh.
Yeah, yeah.
And remember, justgiving.com/Caroline K. Excellent.
Channel Radio.
Sweet, I'm everybody. Sugar to kill.
look into the window of my mind. Reflections of the fears I know I've left behind. I step out of the ordinary. I can feel my soul ascending. I'm on my way. Can't stop me now. And you can do the same. Yeah. What have you done to me? So many answers I don't know.
There are so many answers.
Realize that to question is how we grow.
To question is to grow.
So I step out of the ordinary. I can feel my soul ascending. I'm on my way. Can't stop.
Spirit rising, change, yeah.
We need a change, yeah. So do it today, yeah. Cause I can see your clear horizon.
Radio. Wow, just hearing those stories again really inspired me and reminded me why I like taking part in the Great North Run and other half marathons and other runs, 10Ks, the Race for Life, the 5K, the inspiration you get from just seeing the notices, talking to people as you go around the route of why they're doing it, who they're doing it for, maybe just for themselves as well, just to prove that they can do it, whether they walk, jog, hop, run, crawl. It's fantastic to see. So I hope you enjoyed those and you could hear their voices amongst all the noise and the craziness. And yes, of course, I was very excited when I hugged Colin Jackson and I high-fived Seb Coe on the start line, which was brilliant. And I just wanted to remind you, remember, next Monday, the 15th, we will be at our new showtime of 12 o'clock. Remember, get that lunch, have a little sit down somewhere, tune in to channelradio.co.uk and we'll be on air, both Jan and I, Who Cares Wins, back at 12 next week. Take care everyone, bye for now.
sell my load. From a dog in love with the street to the bright side of the road. And let's do this life we're born. Yeah, but sometimes we don't know why. And time seems to go by so fast. In the twinkling of an eye. Let's enjoy it while we can.
Let's enjoy it while we can.
Help me share my love. Street.